Everybody, well, it's a wonderful Wednesday for everybody, and you may be back east, so I may be getting close to, but here we go. Give the date, which is November 5th, 2014. First, take away some issues that you may have, situations, emotional trauma or something. You may have had something happen today, or just look about something upon that you have seen maybe life sometime. So just pick something that you want to have released. Take away that one particular energy situation. You have 100 of them, but I can only take away one. So here we go. Now, one, releasing it. Two, four, and five. Now we're going to size the light beam. So do the male one first. Stronger, 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 and stronger. On gender, stronger, 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 and stronger. And female, stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, we'll see if Ann's on. Are you out there tonight, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and hello, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. If this is your first time finding Ron, please check out his website, creationlightship.com. There's much information on there, as well as some wonderful free healings, which you'll find on the upper left side of his website. So we have a lot of things to talk about tonight, Ron. Thank you for that initial clearing that you did, as you always do, when we start the shows, because I think it really centers everybody and gets everybody ready to listen and experience all your wonderful samples that you do and all the information you have for us. Last weekend, we had the time change, at least here in the U.S., in most states, not every state, and we discussed over the weekend and Monday that the ETs were probably going to mess with us at that time change time, and people were doing timeline crashes, etc. So we have some feedback about that, and I thought we'd start the show that way, Ron, kind of discussing that again. Do you have anything else you want to say about what happened over the weekend? Did things happen?
Well, things always happen, but we'll just see what we have on the testimonials.
Okay. Hi, Ron. I crashed the time change. Put in the box, time change tonight, falling back 1 hour. Leave lack of money behind. She did that for 1,000 minutes on Saturday and 1,000 minutes on Sunday. She also ran the alien-generated holographic reality, put her name in the box, and said, from poverty, like removing poverty, she did the gray skies and the earth protection. Woke Sunday morning. Did I now increase my life force energy for half an hour? Now, here's her question. So that sounds good. Okay. Here's her question. Am I on a backlash? Things still do not feel right. Nature feels fake again. I feel like I'm watching other people's movies when I am at stores. Sunday, I went to text my daughter, pick up the phone, and it was 11:11. So they made sure I was still hooked up to them. I put that in the natal barcode again. Thanks for your input. I now choose peace. And that's from a longtime listener.
Yeah, it sounds like the timeline got really goofy there. That's what I would say happened. You know that when you start feeling strange. So that's what I would say.
Well, is it as simple as, that's great that she did, I now increase my life force energy for half an hour. I wonder if doing, I don't know for how long or how many times to say this, but to keep commanding you're on the CLS now timeline of light.
Yes, that could help.
To pull it back.
Had an issue, a timeline issue there.
So maybe a few more timeline crashes?
Yeah, it's hard to say how many, but Remember, that's when the time change happens. So, you know, I would guess that would be probably what it was. Just the whole timeline got changed and interrupted and switched over. So that's what I would say it would be.
Okay. Now, it's interesting. I have another email, too, but I felt like, I felt pretty peaceful all weekend, and I did, of course, a lot of healings. But I felt like things kind of looked good outside, like that things seem almost cleaner and nicer and somewhat calmer. So that's interesting to me that maybe different things are happening in different parts of the country. Did you notice any change in nature, Ron, where you are?
No, it just felt pretty calm to me.
Okay.
I could feel a change in energies, but I felt pretty good.
Okay. So we have another one. Dear Ron, I feel that last weekend, with the ETs after us at the time change, that the person who psychically attacks and cords me has gotten more powerful. I did clearings and stayed peaceful all weekend. Then Monday and Tuesday's attacks from this person intensified. Any suggestions on which healings I can do? I am already running the dark arts practitioner, the people courting and soul family disconnection. This is a tough one. Could I possibly have a contract with this person that I need to break? And if so, how do I break that?
Well, it could be a contract, your soul family contract. So you'd want to do the clearing to release you from that. We do have soul family clearings. And, you know, are you looking at maybe energetic cordings? Like a good attack energy. So, curses, hexes, spell clearing. Also, maybe even a psychic billboard might help. Any other ideas, Ann?
Ooh, I like the idea of psychic billboard. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that one. I can say that I'm finding more and more that psychic billboard is very powerful. Because I know several people that are doing it now, and it really makes a difference in their lives. And why don't you explain what that is, Ron, in case we have new... I don't know if we've talked about the psychic billboard recently.
Well, what you have is all around you anyway, you know, which you may know, in your auric field, you have your situations that are transmitted to other people, and that's your billboard of what you're dealing with and what maybe learning experiences, learning lessons you're having coming up next. So basically you have what your thoughts are doing to you, also be, you know, conscious and subconscious. Have what other people have put on you. Maybe they don't like you, so they input something through some kind of energetic cording, and all of a sudden that appears on your psychic billboard. Maybe that you're not worthy or that you're a jerk or different things like that. You're unemployable or something. And, you know, that gets put on there. People read that and may not be what you are, reality of you, but if it's on there, they're going to read it. What the aliens want you to do. So you have actually three basic situations going on. So with that clearing, I think it's $20 for the month, you can figure out what's on there, what you perceive is on there, or what you're attempting to do in your, you know, in your life, since you're in the moment and it maybe isn't working quite right, or on the time energy, as the people around you are not listening to what you wish to do, but they're reading the billboard, or maybe they're walking away from you. Find out where you are in your life. Type that in. Already go across the three different clearings of the same thing. Put down on a change. So where you are, and then where you want to change to, what you want to become. Kind of use like baby steps on it, typically. Monitor or life and how people are responding to you or reacting to you maybe each day, and then change the text on your billboard if you need to forward from where you are. Remember, each day you're in a different position moving toward your goal. how it works. So it could take you a week or so to finally have helps coming to you, but you want to keep active with it. You just don't want to put it up one time, let it run for a whole month, because responses that are there that you need to use to readjust the energies coming to you. The people are reading that psychic energy around you, and that's your psychic billboard, and that's what you're dealing with in life. So, you know, you definitely want to continually adjust that according to how people are responding to you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and if I could just add that the way that healing works is it's really six parts. You have the first part is you put in what you want removed from your billboard from the past, you know, maybe your whole life, whatever issues you may have had that you feel people view you as, then input it. And that's really interesting that you can almost change your past and fix however that might be affecting you today. And I think the best way to do it is to open three windows and do your past in one. Then it's present, same thing. What do you want removed from your billboard in the present? And what do you want added in? And then the future, what you want removed. And I guess you have no choice but to put, you don't plan on initiating new issues, so you put the same ones in that. But as Ron said, you want to take baby steps. So maybe you know, you have an idea, you want to get a job and make X amount of money, so maybe you want to put in the present, you know, a lot of job interviews with great companies, and then the future, great job, paying a lot of money. Would that be about correct, Ron?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Uh-huh. Right. You don't want to go into, you know, when I retire in 20 years, I want to own a mansion or something like that.
Yeah, it's what you're going to be dealing with, then. What you would like to have happen maybe in the next week or two, typically.
Right.
You know, if you're unemployed and you wish to get a job, then you may look and say, gee, why haven't I got a job yet? Well, it's in your psychic billboard.
Right.
And so from there, you know, or ask your friends what's going on. But, you know, from there, you need to change that and, you know, put down where you are, you know, which could be anything. You know, you're feeling stuck. You know, maybe you have low self-esteem, whatever. People read that, and of course they're not going to, you know, give you a job if you have something negative in there, and they don't want to have you become negative at the workplace. So, you know, you need to change that so it reads what you really would like. You want to have a job, so, and you're a good worker. So back to you.
Thanks. And someone put a really great comment in the fast chat. I did the psychic billboard during my experience today, and it completely changed everything about my relationships I have with others. It had a profound effect. I was so happy to have done it. Great you brought it up now. So, yeah, I've heard a lot of really great feedback about that as well. And I love that idea of asking people around you, you know, what do you think I need to clear? Because sometimes we don't see things. You know, I want to clear this, this, and this. And your friend might say, oh, and also, you know, you come off a little timid, or, you know, sometimes you're a little awkward, something like that, and then you can add that in. Okay. Thank you, Ron. I recommend that so highly, and it's an amazing clearing for only $20 a month. Okay. We have an interesting thing, and I think this has happened to a lot of people. This came in the fast chat. My question tonight is, why do distracting things sometimes happen at the exact moment Creation Lightship comes on the air? I will miss the show because someone calls or I forget due to a random task.
Oh, it sounds like you're not taking control of your moment. That's what I would say. And, well, that's a kind of a hard one. What I would do is looking at it is that you would need to not allow these situations to occur. Maybe you're being inundated with a bunch of people connecting with you, so you know, getting you sidetracked, and that happens all the time. So you need to realize that you probably just need to get into the present moment and plan your day you know, better than what you're doing, because other people will take you sideways, and you may not be in your body all the time, and that's when they can typically get you. So it is a little kind of disconcerting, but that's what I would say to do, is to get in the present moment, you know, and maybe plan your day. And it's very hard to, for myself even. I don't go past 2 days in the future. Because after 2 days in the future, the timelines for me are not created yet. So if you're going out further than that, then you may wish to just stay within the 2 days. Otherwise, you're going to be kind of scattered. And trying to bring something that far in the future, maybe a week away, to you, it's not going to work too well, because the energy isn't there. The timelines aren't probably created yet, and you're trying to create a false timeline or get onto one and get it energized, and it may not be ready for you to use. But you want to get into the timeline that you would like to have. Otherwise, you're going to be fabricating something that the dark side could take and take you sideways. That's why you don't want to go too far, you know, into the future. So hopefully that's clear for everybody. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thanks. And also, you always remind us to use a calendar when we do have to do things. Just have it written down there, and, you know, then you'll stay on track. Okay, here's another email. Hi, Ron and co-host. It's because of the dark side still meddling in our lives. That's why we need to do clearings and keep them clearing us out. What I've been learning is that the minute I feel something of darkness approaching me or obstructing my free will and free choice, I nip it in the bud immediately. For example, several people today were inconsiderate to me as I was walking with my spirit in peace. Once I walked away from these strangers, I corded this BS to the sun and then did a timeline crash. We must terminate this when it happens in the now and let the darkness know we mean business.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, that's great. I think the more we get in the habit of constantly clearing ourselves and getting rid of things, the better off we'll be. Now, I'm going to read this email. On Monday, a listener called in and said that her friend had a sore shoulder and you did some clearing for her. She has some feedback. I'll also send this to Elizabeth to read next Monday, because I know some people that you've said, you know, have their one day a week that they can listen to the show, but I thought it'd be nice to share this today also. Do you remember doing that, Ron?
A little bit.
Okay. Hi, Ron. My girlfriend said she's about 20% better on her shoulder, but she didn't feel it till she woke up Tuesday morning. During the healing process, I saw a white light surround her body, extending out about 2 feet, and it looked like it was pulsing and throbbing. For myself, I felt my heart was growing and that it was being held carefully in energy hands, way more than I have described was happening, but I cannot find the words to express. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's from, you know, the young lady that called in about her friend. Okay. Now, I'm not sure if we may have already read this, but it was still in the inbox, so I'm going to read it again. I just wanted to say that I enjoyed spending a lot of time in the light chamber at the New Life Expo. I felt relaxed and more in my body. Really glad I found Ron back in 2012. Since that time, I've been having more awareness of the world around me and the people around me, all validating that I'm not like everyone else here. Last week, I had another alien attack. I'm a threat to these aliens, have been all my life, it seems. One example is, no wonder I was bullied in school at the age of 10. I'm connecting the dots now, I'm timeline crashing it. So that's wonderful. That's great to connect the dots from the past. Could we have a quick sample run of bullying in case any listeners were ever bullied or bullied others?
Sure. So you just need to think of that one particular time. And here we go. Releasing that one energy. Stronger. 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 Wow, stronger and stronger. So just see what that does for everybody. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, did it feel like we really needed that, huh?
Yeah, I'm yawning still.
Okay. Okay, one listener is asking, what percentage of light do I have versus the clone spirit? I don't know if you can answer that, Ron, over on the radio.
No, that's too hard, and it doesn't mean much. So,
okay.
You know, the clones don't, if they're not made from the dung pile, I'll just kind of talk about that slightly here. It's on other shows, too, but you're only who you are, and you're only real every 10 minutes. Well, you change every 10 minutes. You're only real about 2 hours a month. So that gets kind of disconcerting for a lot of people. So I'll just talk about when you're real. So all of a sudden, you know, like I always mention, you know, you maybe wake up, or all of a sudden your day's going along, and all of a sudden you feel, wow, I got all this energy in me, and I can set the world on fire and do all this and do that and do the other, and plans for the next day, because naturally today you're too busy, and next day comes, the next week comes, whenever you plan to do what you wanted to do, and it just fizzles out, you don't even think about it. So that's when the aliens bring you fully back here, and they connect to your skeleton. So the skeleton somehow stays here to attach the clones to. This is getting kind of out there a little ways for some people, but we'll just talk about it. So in that 2 hours of time, or maybe a little bit longer, you're really you. You are the real you here. That's what I do at the expos. I make people real. And if you've ever been at one of the expos and, you know, I do the decloning of you and make you real, and you look at everybody out in the audience and at the whole expo, and they look like walking mannequins, you really get it. You know, you see them, you look at people around you who have been decloned, and they're beaming. They're glowing, and the people, or all the other people, aren't. They just look like they're in, to me, like in a fishbowl or like a movie set, and they have no life force energy. But yet they're still moving around and talking and laughing and doing what they do, but they're from the dung pile. So getting a little more technical here and maybe a little bit gross. So the aliens eat people, and what comes in one end goes out the other, and then that's what they create from. And they create the energetic bodies of the clones, clone replicas of you with that. And so you are, in a sense, a clone replica every 10 minutes. So this is when each alien race gets a hold of you. So making it very simple, we'll say alien race A has you right now, although now you're probably not cloned out at all. Or if you are, you're not being switched out, okay? So all of a sudden, they cannot take you and steal you. You know, six times an hour. So first, we'll just say it on regular day, alien race has you for 10 minutes, and that seems to be the almost factual. 10 minutes and you're gone. Another alien race has you. It's like handing a baton to a runner. And then they have to fabricate everything, your clothing, you, the scenes around you, the hologram, everything else that you're looking at, and then they drop you back in again. Remember, they're masters of time. And so that's what they do, is control us in time here. And so this time reality that you're living in is brought to you by them. That's why when you're in the moment and do the mind a heart drop, all of a sudden they have a very difficult time connecting to you because you're not on their timeline. So on their timeline is when they replicate you. And they'll do it over and over and over again. And each alien race who has the piece of you, your real estate of you for the 10 minutes of time, will do what they want to do with you. and then the next race gets you, and then the next one gets you, and that's how you also get out onto these alien timelines. And it depends on what the program is that you're running as the new alien race gets you and gives you the program. So if you kind of look at your life, you're going to notice that, especially more so now than before, because the timelines are getting not as solid. And you're going to notice that, yeah, you know, why did I yawn every 10 minutes? Or why, when I'm talking to somebody, do they look up in the air and look kind of like glossed over eyes? Maybe for a second or two. They don't know what I'm talking about. Then all of a sudden they go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's right. You know, they get the conversation going again. That's because the programs are not engaged yet in that person. So once the programs get engaged and they're able to reprogram your consciousness to what somebody else is talking to you about, then you're good for 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get dropped out and something else, you know, has your real estate, another alien race or faction or whatever, another team gets you, and it just keeps going on and on and on. So watch people, and you're going to notice that every 10 minutes they're going to switch out. And they may not know what they're doing for maybe, you know, a short amount of time, a second or two. And then all of a sudden they come back in strongly. Remember, you can't see them switch because they're running at a much higher frequency than you are, more cycles per second, we'll say. And so they're able to stop that time and readjust things, do a lot during that time sequence that you know nothing about. So everybody is like basically frozen in that time sequence, and it could be any amount of time during that 10 minutes. So not everybody gets switched off exactly every 10 minutes and on again. No, it's continuous. And that's what you might notice about yourself. You're doing something, and you think you lost your consciousness if you could really catch on to it, but normally it happens so quick you don't see it. And you know, sometimes you're doing perfectly fine, and then all of a sudden maybe you're walking perfectly, you know, no problems at all, and then all of a sudden they switch you out. You get put back here with a different body, looks the same to you though and everybody else, and you're walking, and all of a sudden you trip and fall over, and you go, what the heck happened here? What did I step on? Well, it's just because you got activated and the body didn't know how to live here. Had I go through that little learning process within a second or two, but you were doing something, and, you know, you tripped. Or maybe somebody's next to you and you blame them for that situation or problem. That's kind of what happened. So if you've ever been to the expos and you saw me do this to people, or you had it done yourself, you know what I'm talking about. And once you do get that decloning process, if you don't think too much and you don't get a lot of reactions from people or trying to, you know, jerk you back into the timeline, you could probably hold that conscience for maybe a couple of weeks. But it all depends, you know, how much you want to be in the now, and also how much you're under attack by them to get you into their timelines. Oh, I don't know what the original question was, but that's basically what happens is they want your real estate, they want to live off your traumas, your emotional energies, you know, your thoughts. Which produce emotions. And so you're just a little dynamo there thinking of all these problems and traumas and situations, and you go amok with it. And that's only because they're giving you the program so that you do that. And if you're in pain, they'll also do that. So when you do timeline crashing, then you can get off these timelines. So one alien race has you, and then they say, oh, man, this is really great. This particular pain in the person's foot or their shoulder or wherever is enough. We're getting, you know, a nice amount of energy. But let's put them on timelines. Let's go to a 100 timelines. They'll have 100 times the energy in that 10 minutes. That's what they do. So that's why we have timeline crashing, to eliminate their keeping tabs and control of you and taking away your life force energy. So the dung pile, getting back to that, since they do eat humans, and this will be a little strange for some people, but since they do, that has the spirit energy of the body in it. So it does have light. And so they're creating from chewed up pieces of light, and it's really fragmented out, but it still contains light. and the body now has light. That's why you have an auric field, because you're emitting that light from the dung pile. And that's the basic clone replicas that people are. The other type of clone is the clone that has no light in it at all. It's created from a different system, different manufacturing plant, okay? And so this is what normally is here now. 90% of the planet are these clone replicas that don't have any light in their bodies. And you can tell people very easily because their eyes are very, very bright. And so they sort of knew that if somebody was pretty alert and conscious, they'll have, you know, pretty bright eyes in a sense, maybe clear eyes or something, where the, you know, artificial intelligent clones without a spirit will be very, very, very bright. Just look at people, and you can tell. Tell that they're cloned out because they can't give change. They don't know how to give directions. They have a backstory, maybe of a few weeks, a couple weeks, 3 weeks. So they know where they've been, but they don't have a lot of stuff in the far distant memory unless they learn that. Oh, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. I thought of a question. When we're listening to you and we're on this show, you've said that we are lucky enough to be out of time and we're receiving some energies from the light ship. Does that mean we're not cloned out during this hour, or are we? Is that still happening?
I can't say 100% that you're not cloned out, but you are in the moment. And so you are getting energies to you. So, you know, I just can't really answer that question 100%.
Okay. And you mentioned pain, and I was wondering if you'd mind doing a sample pain clearing in case some people listening are having some difficulties.
Sure. So if you have any pain, just concentrate on it. And here we go. So, one, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And see how the pain is, how pain-free you are right now. Maybe move around a little bit. And I'll do that one more time here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's see if that helps you. Back to you.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, we have a couple of comments. On the fast chat, someone said, when Ron explains this, it's easy to understand. When I tell people, they don't believe it. Oh, well, I'm glad Ron's available in my reality. So that's well said. And unfortunately, we all have had that experience where people you try to tell them about the creation lightship and they just don't go for it. Another listener said, we don't have much light, apparently, due to the switching out, but timeline crashing helps to have some light and stay in the now. That is true. So thank you, Ron. I wasn't feeling any particular pain, but I feel just very at peace and relaxed from you doing that last sample. So thank you very much. Okay, we'll move on to another email, if that's okay, Ron. Another person looking for help with what healing to do. Dear Ron, I am an adult man who, from a young age, was always around horses, and they're often drunk riders. I was constantly told to be careful and to get out of the way, which I learned to do very well. Now, this affects my life adversely. I am overly concerned while walking and driving. People see me as very polite and considerate, but actually I am terrified most of the time. I see so clearly that I am reliving that fear from childhood. How can I best heal this so I can get on with my life without fear?
I'd go back and do the timelines on it. Go back to that age and do timeline crashes when you were experiencing that. That's what I would do.
Okay.
And see how that works for you.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Ron. We have a request for a sample of the abandonment clearing.
Okay, so think of when you were abandoned. Could have been a birth, even. The mother gave you up as you popped out. Anyway, here we go. Abandonment. So think of a time, situation. It could be one of your relationships, too. Maybe you were married and your partner left you and you felt abandoned or something. So here we go. Think of that situation. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one more time. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Again, feeling very peaceful from that. Okay, we'll go back to our emails. Ron, you said many times that our thoughts create our reality and that we carry the thoughts of our ancestors. You also mentioned the law of attraction. I know of several famous and affluent people who have depression. So according to thoughts creating your reality theory, I would think that's not true. When a person has depression, his or her thoughts would be creating a reality not of success, fame, and money. So I guess they're asking, if someone's depressed, how do they have what appears to be, or, you know, an outwardly successful life? What's going on there?
Well, I think you kind of basically said it, you know, what's happening. The depression, you know, is going to, you know, counteract what they want to do. And you may get into a whole different mindset. So we do have a depression clearing online, which you could do. That's what I'd recommend, is get into that. Back to you, Ann.
Right. And and the person, you know, the kind of follow-up is, how did this person with depression create this reality of wealth and fame if they're depressed?
Don't know. It all depends what alien programming they're using, you know?
Right. So I read into that, you know, some frustration on the part of that listener that they're saying, you know, I'm not depressed and I'm wanting to create it, you know, more money or more success in my life. And basically, while maybe talk about that again, Ron, because it's so interesting that there is such a thing in the world, and it's very powerful, called law of attraction. But you have a really wonderful way of explaining how we should and should not be using that.
Well, you don't want to use the law of cause and effect to attract things, because you could have situations happening to you. Let's just say that you wake up one day and you go, man, I need to get $100,000. I want to buy this house or something. So you out there that you need $100,000, law of cause and effect in duality, and you walk outside your door, get into your car, get into a car accident. Now you're in a wheelchair for life because you can't move properly. Whatever that would be. Maybe you get paralyzed, and voila, your reward is $100,000. And you go, well, geez, what did I ask for, you know? And that's what you asked for, you know? So they found a way to accommodate you according to how your thoughts work. And it's just mind control energy. So to reverse it, all you want to do is, it's the same process, just get into your heart, get into the now to do it. And then when you're in the now, then all of a sudden, the energy works for you, and you're out of the law of cause and effect, because you're in source energy, and it works with you. It doesn't cause any harm. So that's sort of how I would, you know, basically say that to you. You know, it's the same exact, almost the same system, because the dark side, you know, copied the light. And so by doing so, this is how you manage to switch you over. People say, gee, how do you work with the light if it's in the moment? And I don't know what else to do because I'm so used to doing the other. I can find a great parking place by doing a psychic attack on somebody to get them to move their car. That's what you're actually doing as a dark side practitioner. And the other way, just to use source energy, and then everything is available to you, and it will come to you effortlessly as long as you don't have something with the law of cause and effect in mind energy preventing you from having it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So we want to be one with something that we want, and we need to command our body and spirit both.
Yeah, and you have to become that reality.
Right.
Or you have to become the reality that you are choosing to want to have. So you're lacking it, so that means you want it, and so you need to come into that reality. Not in the reality of it, then you may be getting things that are similar to what you wish to have, but may not be the exact same thing. So the whole process is you have to become that reality. It won't hurt you. Once you become it, then it's not going to harm you because that's the way it works. Otherwise, you're using the law of cause and effect, and that could be, giving you problems. And
right.
What kind of ties are you hooked up to? Remember, maybe you did use the law of cause and effect, which means that you knocked on the alien's door out there. You said, hey, aliens, I need to have this. And they go, oh, you want to use the law of cause and effect? We created that. We're from the darkness. And here you go. We'll give it to you. And now they'll come back and ask for some kind of payment. Because that's the way it works. So you want to be very careful of what you're doing. They want to stay in the moment to do all this stuff, to be, heart-centered, and then you won't have any real problems compared to the other way of doing it. So hopefully that answered the question there for everybody. Back to you.
Okay. Yes, terrific, Ron. Okay. Okay, moving on to another question. This is from a longtime listener also. He sends, well, let me hold that. It sounded like I heard a beep, and we may have a caller. Do we have a caller on the line? Nope, I guess not. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll go back to this question. Can Ron explain the difference between my personal Akashic records and the universal Akashic records?
There's no such thing as light Akashic records. Salt in darkness. That's how they keep tabs of you. In light, there's no recorded evidence of anything as far as your previous lives, past lives, future lives. It doesn't exist. It's all in the moment. And that you can prove to yourself very easily, and everybody else around you who is using the dark side energies with the law of cause and effect, to drop them into their heart. 15, 20 seconds, you're in your heart, you can't think. You have no records there. That's the way light is. Otherwise, the light will be judging itself. And if it has to judge itself, then it's going to be in a whole different parameter, and it won't be of the light that you're thinking of. It'll be the light of the darkness. So you need to, the false light that is perpetrated down here. Remember, they copied everything. So they have to be the creator of the false light. So just know that when you do the mind to heart drop, you're out of time, and have really no recall of your past, and you don't have anything in the future. That's why when you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, it brings you peace, which is what source energy is, in the situations of your life that caused you problems and harm. So you now have peace energy. You still have the situation that you got yourself involved with, good or bad, but you now have peace. And so you want to experience peace energy. That's what you experience. And all of a sudden you look at a situation, maybe you had a you know, maybe an awful divorce. And whenever you think about it, your guts kind of twist a little bit and get angry, or you get in fear, and the person's face pops up in front of you and realize that you maybe did everything you could for this person, we'll say, and it didn't do any good or whatever, and you wasted, 20 years of your life with this person or whatever's going on. I'm just trying to go on here. Just somebody out there probably has had this situation. You do that emotional clearing, and all of a sudden you go, well, oh, well, been there, done that. I can walk away now. Otherwise, you're going to be harboring all this stuff. And if you have had a situation like this, where you're dealing with, a divorce situation, and you have to physically see the person, maybe you have some children involved, or even, maybe they're grown up, and, you want to see them, and somehow you all get together at the typical times of, we'll say, maybe Easter, possibly, but more than likely Thanksgiving. And you might say, boy, I'm really thankful that I got rid of that person out of my life, from there, maybe Christmas time, and you get together and you got all this resentment toward everybody, that treated you wrong. Maybe you're one of the children, your parents got divorced, and you feel betrayed, let's just say that for some reason, maybe I'll just pick on the men here, maybe the man found a girlfriend when you were maybe 10 years of age or something, and the man goes, well, I don't want to be with your mother any longer. I'm taking off. I got a new girlfriend, and we get along really well together. Your mother is this, that, and the other. And so all of a sudden, you're the child. Now you're older, and you hate your father because of what happened, because he wasn't there for you. So pay for that emotional clearing for the people that you love and that you hate, because all of a sudden, that energy will be dissolved, and you can get along with those people much better, especially if you have young children and you're divorced. Do that emotional clearing for your partner. And all of a sudden, you're going to find common ground in that situation that you're dealing with your children. Well, that's why it's so good. And you don't lose anything, but you're at peace. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And we just got an email about that. I think I read it, some show last week, that someone did emotional clearings in a divorce situation and the people were getting together better, getting along better. So that was interesting. Thank you, listener, for sending that in. That was a really nice email. I was thinking, Ron, you mentioned depression before. And I was wondering if, first of all, if you could do a sample of the depression clearing in case anyone listening is suffering from depression, and then or may have suffered from it in the past and remembers that time. But also, could you tell us what is going on with depression? Is it sometimes actually something coming from outside of us?
But just a program. It's a program that they stuck in you. If you take the clearings on the website, and they might say clearings or healings, and please put the word program, we're releasing the programs from you that somebody gave you, that you're activated. Remember, your ancestors can give you programs. That's basically kind of what it is. So you want to get these things released. So here we go. Depression program release. We could call it something else, but I'll just use that right now. So here we go. Releasing that from you. That one particular scene that you have, you got to pick something. Think of when you were depressed. Here we go. So one, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. There we go. And we'll think of another one here. So here we go. One more. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And if the expo is, click my fingers. That's a lot easier for me. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Ron, when you say program, that's very interesting because it's so many things feel like a program. Can we use that on other issues? So let's say I want to do the emotional healing, or, this person that wrote in about horses torturing him, that seems like some program got put into him if he's now an adult and still, that's become like part of his life, maybe for 10, 20, 30 years, I don't know. Would it be helpful to put that word in program into the timeline crashes or the emotional body clearing?
Yeah. You might try that. Give it a try. The clearings do, do things or overlap sometimes, and people have been very creative, and all of a sudden they figure out a way to do something a little different, and it works perfectly fine. So kind of see what the best way to approach it is. I would definitely first take the name of what you're dealing with, like emotion or depression, and do that whole lifetime clearing that way. Because that's what you need to have. That's what it's made for. And then, after that, if you have a situation, you may want to even go into, the seven generational clearings. So back to you.
Okay. Well, interesting, Ron. It's always nice to be able to, put a little difference on the clearings to see if that's more helpful for us. So thank you. Okay, let me check our fast chat. Someone said, I'm assuming in reference to the depression, take a vitamin D supplement. Okay. And someone else said, winter seasonal lack of light is what I deal with every year. So that's interesting, Ron. I have heard that's a depression feeling. And I think I experienced that once in my life, just one time when we had a particularly dark winter. It just felt like the sun didn't come out all winter, and I thought, oh, now I get what people feel like. It's really depressing.
Maybe that might be like maybe being held hostage in a dark location. That's probably from your ancestors, okay? Maybe you got stuck in a cave for a long time, and that came forward because it's dark outside. That's a possibility. Okay, not saying that's what it could be, but maybe you get anxiety when it gets dark out. Not you, Ann, but just throwing some suggestions out here. Maybe you got buried alive. So look at other situations besides the vitamin D aspect. Look at it as, gee, what's really going on here? What could have happened to me? And, I would look at those and do a clearing for it.
Yeah, maybe it's a program, again, being affected by darkness.
Yeah, because, with the time change now, and, the way we are having less sun anyway, but, why they would take it away. Anyway, I won't get into any of that stuff,
Well, and also, Ron, you said, I'm not saying you have this, Anne, but I do feel I have to fight almost every day these last couple of weeks. Like, oh, it's dark already? So early?
Yeah.
Like, it really does kind of bum me out, and it kind of reminds me of not now, but in the past when I'd be like, oh, and now back to school, or the season changing and all that, that doesn't really make me happy. And I know that it's not even real anymore because where I live, it's very nice weather now. It's completely different, but it does still happen. I know I have to fight that and clear it.
Yeah, so I'd say maybe the program came through with the time change, because it's only an hour off, but you are losing sun each day,
right,
until December 21st. So what are you losing, a minute a day or something when it gets darker? And if the body readjusted, unfortunately people have jobs, so they can't really say, I'm not going to go by this situation here. If the sun's doing, I'm a minute earlier each day. Right now, I got to get up an hour earlier, and that will have more sun. And each day, I'm going to add a minute to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably wouldn't suffer that if you're not dealing with other people. But if you have to go to work on time at 9 to 5 or whatever your work hours are, and get up at 6 in the morning and drive an hour to work and everything else or more to get there on time, then that could be another situation. But if you're able to change and just get up earlier, you may not feel that change as much. And if you do feel it, that's because you have a program put on you. So you should be able to adapt instantly by changing your time that you wake up to gain that extra hour back again. everybody can think of that and go, wow, yeah, all I got to do is, you know, I don't need to conform to the reality of what everybody else is doing. I'll just get up an hour earlier now.
I love that idea, Ron.
Right. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Well, we're getting near the end of the show. And I don't know, I thought since we talked about it tonight, and then you've already done it a few times, but could we clear daylight savings time again for people?
Yeah, you got to figure out what you want me to clear. So
I think you were taking the vowels out of the word last time.
Okay, we could do that. So we'll take the vowels out of daylight savings. So here we go. So why don't you say out loud daylight savings time?
Daylight
savings.
See how
your play relates to that.
Okay.
Here we go. And I'll clear the vowel. So releasing the A, E, I, O, and U. And I'll say it out loud, and it should sound completely different. What I'll do, too, just to give you a little more insight, is everybody say their name out loud. First name. And I'll take away the energy of the A, E, I, O, and U, and I'll say your name again. And you're going to notice that, wow, that don't resonate to my name any longer.
Can you do the Y, too, Ron?
And maybe you have something possibly with money or something, you know. Maybe that's an issue. I don't know if I can clear that or not. Maybe we can take it up on the next show. We'll figure out something to do with that. But looks like our show is coming to a close here. And I'll say blessings, everybody. And here we go. I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop. Remember, you want to command your spirit out loud. Otherwise, it's not going to know what it's doing because you're not, you know, knocking on its door, so you have to connect to it. Remember, it doesn't work in mind energy. It doesn't listen to your thoughts. Boy, that'd be pretty bad if it did. Wow, just tell me how many thoughts you have each day. Oh, man. Okay, anyway, here we go. So, dropping down, taking your thoughts from your head, going to your heart. So, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, there you go. And hopefully you're feeling wonderful, and we'll see you later. And tomorrow we have our replica call, decloning, to make you get rid of your stuff, maybe, so you can become real. And a lot of times you're going to feel much better afterwards because we got rid of the clone replicas that are giving you your problem and situation. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Bye, everyone.
Thanks. Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everyone. Bye.